98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
A very good morning to Susan in Clonsilla. Susan says that her little win is she just paid off the last installment of her credit union loan.
Oh, love that for you, Susan.
Yeah, Susan got the bathroom renovated, so it's all cleared now.
Oh, fab. Susan, will you send us some pics?
Yeah, that must be such a satisfying feeling. I can't say I know the feeling. Elaine in Malahide says, my little win is that my three-year-old smashed my phone over the weekend.
Oh, no.
But insurance can cover it.
Brilliant.
Glad to hear,
love
Elaine.
Love that for you, Elaine. Great stuff. Jill has been on.
My little win is that we're looking forward to our first pride as a married couple, myself and Pauline. And it's also my birthday on Monday. And I'm looking forward to a good weekend. Thanks. Have a good day.
Fab. Bye. Jill and Pauline, congratulations on 1 year.
And happy pride.
And happy pride, yeah. Here's Mandy.
My little win today is that I got up at 4:40, had a nice coffee, meditated and ready for the day ahead.
Mandy, fair play to you.
Mandy, you sound very zen as well.
Mandy, you must have been up with the seagulls.
Yeah, 4:40.
Love that
fair
to you.
Play to you.
You'd need to meditate. And here's Demi.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little win is that I got my full license recently and have just been loving life, going around in my car.
Beep, beep.
Getting from A to B. Life's so much easier. I just imagine those mornings where I could jump in my car and bring myself to like yoga or meditation. So I'm just loving life. And now that I have my full license.
Demi, massive congratulations.
There's no better feeling. I don't know why it took me so long.
Yeah, I still haven't done it.
But Brendan, if you want to do it, you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You will, and when you do it, you'll say, what took me so long?
Why didn't I do it before now?
Oh, good for you, Demi. Thrilled for you.
Demi, Mandy and Jill, thank you so much for sharing your little wins.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Yeah.
Welcome to Who's Laughing Now? This is the game where we play you a clip of a very famous person having a lol. And all you have to do is tell us who it is to win an incredible prize, a €500 flight voucher.
Good morning, Brian, who's in Clondalk, and you're on 98 FM. Brian, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Brian. Any nice plans for the week?
No, next week, though, we're going to London. Me and the family, the wife and the daughter, is going to see Harry Styles.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing. Have you seen him live before?
Oh, I'm not going. Me and my son are going to have to walk around Camden Market or something like there.
Oh, there very, at the good. Concert. Very good. Brian, any other summer trips planned?
No, not this year. No, we're in New York in February, so...
Lovely.
Money was
nice.
A bit tight.
Yeah, no, nice.
Money was a bit tight for summer, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed you're about to win a €500 flight voucher. Brian, if you can tell us, who's laughing now?
I don't know why. I think the end of that laugh just sounds an awful lot like Andrew Scott.
Okay, Brian. Well, we're about to find out because this is also who I have suspected it might be, and we don't know. We're about to be told. Is it Andrew Scott?
It's not! Oh, it's not! Oh my gosh, that was a great guess.
Oh, Brian, it's not. Thanks for playing, though. Have a great day. Okay, good morning to Shannon, who's in East Wall. You're on 98 FM. Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, Shannon. You're working away already. What do you do?
I am an accountant. I'm part of the accounts team in Eastern Electrical down in East Wall.
Oh, very good. You must be good with the numbers and the finances, Shannon.
I'd say my manager would say so anyway.
That's good to know. Shannon, are you a real planner of holidays and trips? Would you have a full itinerary when you go away?
Not necessarily, but I like to plan getting there anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, a €500 flight voucher now would be some very fun plans, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Okay, Shannon, tell us, who's laughing now?
I think it's Niall Horan.
Is it Niall Horan? Shannon, it's not. Another great guess.
Thanks so much, anyway.
Cheers, Shannon. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Stunning prizes.
Two stunning presenters.
And one stunning soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to our fabulous game, Matchy Matchy This is where we give you three words. If you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each and your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you will win an incredible prize.
Here is Matchy Marco with the details.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan.
Oh, hello.
It's time to sizzle with this new barbecue. Things are getting hot in the garden. Win now with Matchy Matchy.
Matchy Marco, buongiorno.
Ooh, buongiorno, Marco.
Oh, an incredible prize up for grabs. Hoping to win it this morning is Amira in Crumlin. You're on 90FM. Amira, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Amira. Thrilled to have you on Matchy Matchy. Would you like to give a birthday shout out to someone this morning?
Yes, I want to say happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday to your mom. What's your mom's name, Amira?
Sinead.
Happy birthday.
Amira, what are you doing to celebrate today?
We're all going down to Bray to the beach.
Lovely.
Nice.
Nice. Great weather for it.
Yeah, I know.
It's definitely a beach day. Outside. Might get yourself a bag of chips afterwards, maybe.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Nice ice cream as well. Mm-hmm. And come here, Amira, do you have any other plans for the summer? Any holidays?
We're going to Spain in July.
Lovely,
nice.
Lovely
one.
Stuff. Amira, do you listen to Matchy Matchy often?
Yeah, every morning.
Every morning, that's what we like to hear. Who would you like to play with this morning?
My mom is actually here now.
Oh, Sinead, good
hello,
morning
good
and
morning.
Happy birthday.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Sinead. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
My mom here.
Okay, and who are you picking, Rebecca or Brendan?
Rebecca.
Okay. Off to the soundproof booth. Grazie mille. Ciao. Oh, here we go. Hopefully with a bit of birthday luck now from Sinead this morning.
Thank God.
Here we go. Amira and Sinead, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your first word is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree.
Branch.
Your second word is match.
Stick.
And your third word is road.
Sign.
No messing around this morning, Amira, huh? Straight out the traps. Okay, very quickly, you said tree branch, match stick and road sign. Are you locking them in?
Yeah.
One of the fastest games of Matchy Matchy I think we've ever had. They're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booths. How was that trip this morning?
Yeah, gorgeous. There was a Cacio Pepe pasta in there.
It was made by Matchy Marco.
Yeah, sure. I'm only back from Florence. I brought Marco back with me as well.
I was wondering where he came from.
That in the past.
That explains it. Okay.
There you go.
Right, let's get you a Matchy Matchy.
Things up on holidays. Okay.
Fellas. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Amira and Sinead this morning. Your first word is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree.
Tree? Oh, gosh. Tree. I'm going to say tree branch.
Your second word. Second word is match.
Match stick.
And your third word is road.
Road. Oh, I'm stuck between two for this. I'm going to say road works.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Amira and Sinead in Crumlin this morning? Lads, I'm shaking. I thought it was about to be a win.
Are you serious?
You both said tree branch and you both said matchstick. The gal said road sign.
Guys, I was so close to saying road sign.
Were you?
Yeah.
I honestly
was between
thought
road sign or roadworks.
I thought you were about to do it again.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
So close. Amira and Sinead, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy and for listening every morning. We're going to send you a 90FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Cheers,
break, guys.
Guys.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the beach. I honestly thought that was going to happen.
I thought after I said branch that the game was over.
No, tree branch was a match.
And lovely to have Marco here with us
lovely
as well.
Lovely to have Marco. Thanks for bringing it back from Florence.
Okay, we'll do it all again tomorrow morning at the same time. Lads, I am actually low-level shaken.
Sorry.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, we are very excited to speak to our guest this morning, a genuine legend of dance music. He spent decades telling us what's cool before we knew it was cool, and now he's bringing an orchestra and a pile of Ibiza bangers to Killarney this summer. Pete Tong joins us now. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello, Pete. Come here now. We need to go back to the start for a moment. Ibiza Classic started as a one-off proms performance. Did you know that night that it was going to be something special?
I think we knew it was going to be something special. What we didn't know is that we would still be here over 10 years later talking about it and doing all the shows that have happened. So maybe in the first song, you know, the when we were doing Right Here, Right Now, and everyone's got up and started clapping about 2 minutes into the track, I looked at Jules Buckley at the time, and we just like, something magical's going on here. And then when we got backstage after the first show, we were like, that can't be the only time we're doing this kind of thing.
Wow. So. Yeah, it was absolutely electric. It is still one of my go-tos on YouTube. Why do you think an orchestra and dance music blend so well, work so well together?
I think it was something, you know, obviously club culture, DJ culture has always centered around the DJ, and you know, from the DJs being hidden in the, you know, in a dark DJ booth in the late 80s, early 90s, or in a pill box in the side of the club, to kind of David Guetta playing at the Stade de France last week, you know, DJs have done everything they can possibly do, and so I think when I come along with an orchestra playing this music, it is obviously just something so different that obviously there's such a massive audience for dance music and club culture around the world. So when you come along with something different, people lean in and take a look, and if they like it, they come back and want more. So aside from, you know, being in a kind of live band like Underworld or the Chemical, you know, Chemical Brothers or the Prodigy or something, it's up there.
It is up there. And what kind of crowd turns up to Ibiza Classics these days? Is it the original clubbers, or is it a whole mix of generations now?
Yeah, massive mix of generations. I mean, I think someone counted the other day that it was literally four generations. You know, someone had their, you know, young kids on their shoulder, and they had their parents and their grandparents with them. So, you know, no question at the beginning, I used to joke that we'd kind of found the relapse ravers. It was you know, it was people that had kind of moved, had their clubbing years in their, you know, late teens or early 20s, and, you know, got married, got jobs, got responsible, couldn't go out till 6 in the morning, whatever, anymore. And but they never, you know, you never stop loving the music. So
true.
That was definitely the audience in the first couple of years. But through all the different shows and different places and different ways we've played, we've definitely got the younger generation. Mm. Now we've got the kind of young clubbing generation coming through who didn't dance to those records when they were made the first time. So it's an, it, you know.
Yeah.
It's appealing to them too.
Pete, is there a dance anthem, a classic, or maybe a current track that you haven't yet given the orchestral treatment that, like, it's in the back of your mind? You're like, that one's next.
Well, I can give you an exclusive now. That we never performed Missing by Everything But the Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I always like to get the kind of blessing of the artist that made the record. Mm. And there's been quite a few kind of DJ edits and specials of that record over the last couple of years. So we've just finished recording a version of that with Frankie Rosado, the Dutch DJ, who's super hot right now. So that'll be coming out in July, August, and that we'll start performing that in the winter. So that's one that we've never.
Excellent.
Performed. Yeah, we can't wait to hear that. Are there any dance tracks out at the moment that you think are going to stand the test of time for the next 30 years? What are you listening to at the minute?
I think another, what they're doing is super special. The Dutch duo, who've obviously just released their third album, and, you know, they obviously had Relax My Eyes a couple of years ago, and now Talk to You. I think that sounds like a timeless record to me that will still be getting played in 20, 30 years time. So I would definitely take my hat off to them.
And Pete, what do you love most about an Irish crowd?
Yeah, the joy. I mean, living for the joyful moments in life, you know, enjoying life, just and the celebration, and, you know, not afraid to have a good time.
Yeah. Well, you can be nothing but joyful at P-Tong's Ibiza Classics, featuring the Essential Orchestra. It's coming to the Glen Eagle Arena in Killarney Friday, July 3rd. Tickets are on sale now. P-Tong, pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you too.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you've got more food chat from the World Cup.
Yes, I do. That is on the way. First up this morning, though, an icon of RTE News has announced she's retiring. Theresa Mannion is a well-respected journalist with decades of experience.
What a broadcaster.
But she will be forever remembered for her coverage of Storm Desmond in 2015.
Never forget.
Any excuse to play this.
Cannot repeat the advice often enough from the Gardaí. Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Blackrock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday. Galway City Council say their actions are idiotic.
Oh, Teresa's brilliant.
I know. So she's been chatting to the RT guide about leaving.
Yeah.
And she says a day doesn't go by without somebody quoting treacherous journeys to her.
Of course.
She's described it as an almost cultural reference point.
Yeah, I remember her being on Dancing with the Stars and doing some sort of routine. I think they might have played the start of
it.
Yeah.
Excellent. She's joked that she'll be on Reading in the Years forevermore. I don't think that is a joke. I think she will be.
So true.
Also, she's been asked to do loads of stuff linked to that. So, like, I think different brands and whatever have come to her over the years to be like, you know, would you do a little endorsement? She's not allowed to do it when you work in the newsroom.
Uh-huh.
So she says, who knows going forward what I might do? I might review those options.
Well,
I would imagine she will.
I hope those offers come flooding in.
But I'm...
I hope there's a wave of offers for Theresa Mannion.
Finally this morning, we need to talk about some of the food being sold at stadiums hosting matches for the World Cup.
It's grown on me, that tune.
Has it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a Waka Waka, but it's still good.
It is no Waka Waka. Die, die. Yesterday, we had a warning from airport security in America to football fans who've just fallen in love with ranch.
Oh, yeah.
So they're reminding people that large bottles of the dip need to go in checked bags. So apparently, football fans from all over the world gone to America, they've discovered ranch for the first time and they're bringing bottles of it home.
Delicious.
Well, now I've been reading up on what fans are eating at some of the stadiums.
Oh, a few corn dogs, perhaps?
I'm sure there are. They're not on my list here. Matches are being played, as we know, across Mexico, Canada and the US.
Yes.
So there are lots of local dishes on offer. We're going to start small. One of the stadiums in Mexico is selling ribeye tacos for $8. Sound quite tasty?
Yeah.
I'll be into that. Vancouver offers short rib. Is it pronounced poutine?
You're asking the wrong person.
Poutine.
Oh, Russell says yes.
A traditional Canadian dish of fries loaded with beef gravy, pulled short rib and cheese curds.
Brenton, you'd be into that, would you? Love a dirty fry.
I love a dirty fry. I love loaded fries. There's something about cheese curds which makes me go...
What are cheese curds?
I don't know, but I just don't think I like the sound of them.
Yeah, you'd rather just a bit of sprinkle of cheddar.
Yeah, just give me...
a liquidised cheddar
as well.
Garlic
cheese chips. Yeah, you got me onto the liquid cheese. If that doesn't take your fancy, they have a maple bacon smoky, which is a smoked sausage topped with bacon, onion jam and Canadian maple syrup. That sounds really good to me. In Miami, the signature offerings include pan con lechon, which is a Cuban style sandwich with pork and citrus mojo sauce. They also have the gigantic empanada mundial, which weighs 2.2 kg.
Oh.
And is pastry stuffed with chicken and cheese. It costs $40 and is meant to be shared.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. That's a big empanada. Where's the veggie options, Brendan?
I don't think I've come across any at all on this list. But onto the two dishes that caught my eye the most.
Yes!
Something called a Twinkie cheeseburger that will set you back $22 in, is it Los Angeles or Los Angeles?
$22
for a cheeseburger. It is a cheeseburger topped with a Texas Twinkie. What is a Texas Twinkie, I hear you ask? It is a bacon-wrapped jalapeno stuffed with brisket and cream cheese.
Ah, yeah, I'd say it's pretty good.
Finally, what's called the Fancy AF Tots.
Are they tater tots?
Tater tots. Well, they're actually not tater tots, no. These are on sale for $75.
What?
At Miami Stadium. Instead of tater tots, it's actually three hash browns.
Oh, go on.
I'm going to lose you now for a second.
Right.
With caviar.
Yeah.
Creme fraiche and chives.
I would have the hash brown without...
Creme fraiche and chives.
Hold the caviar.
I'm the exact same. So $75 for that.
That's outrageous. Surely I get a discount if I'm not having the fish egg.
So this is what I'm wondering. For those who just want the caviar,
yeah,
it's $70. So does that mean we get hash browns, creme fraiche and chives for $5? Yeah. I'd hope it does.
I'd hope so too.
So that is just some of the food on offer at the World Cup. And that is Brendan's Bit.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.